AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Pod podcast, whatever that means.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on the podcast. We spoke to Peter Rosethorne, who was thrown out of the jungle. I had no idea. I thought he was on that other show. What's that called? Married at First Sight. Yeah,
Maths, he had absolutely no idea. Funny interview. And I also caught up with a few NRL greats, and we thought we'll get their prediction of 2018. What's going to be the first controversy of the year?
Also, I did an open letter to all the beautiful women for International Women's Day. We honour you all.
We're going to catch up with the latest sport from Spidey here at Gold 92.5.
Yeah, last night was a big opening of the new sports bar at the casino at the Star. It was awesome. Massive big screen, sound system, amazing. So if you do want to watch sport, that's where you want to watch it. But look, Broncos and Dragons kick off the NRL season tonight, which is going to be massive. Wayne Bennett's a little bit grumpy. Also,
grumpy? They're calling him the Clint Eastwood in Gran Torino, sitting on his deck with his rifle ready to shoot the media.
Yeah, he's not happy at all. Also, the Titans and the Raiders play on Sunday, but last night there's a few big names at the Star, so I thought I'd go and ask them exactly what they think is going to be the biggest controversy to come out of the season ahead in 2018.
Matty Rogers, a superstar, we're at the Star, and the NRL season's about to kick off tonight. What's going to be the first controversy for the year?
Mate, if things continue, it'll be the bunker. There's no question. It raised a lot of eyebrows last year, the bunker, with their decisions, and I dare say it probably won't be any different this year.
Catching up with Bo Ryan, Channel 9 Footy Show, the Star Ambassador, you name it, he can do it.
Yes, Spider.
More importantly, what is going to be the first, I suppose, controversy of the year in the NRL?
I love how you say, suppose, controversy. We've
well,
walked
which
over
will
here.
Be?
Yeah, mate, you know what? I'm going to go Gallen. I reckon he's going to announce his retirement early, then he's going to renege and try and extend his deal.
Well, that would bring a lot of celebration early to a lot of people.
Well, you know what? It'll free up about 150 grand for Cronulla. I'll stick with Gallen. If he doesn't retire, then I think he'll probably coward punch someone. Not that I condone it, but he'll probably do it.
So we're here joined by Corey Parker. We're at the Star. You see him live on Fox, but Corey, what is going to be the first 2018 controversy in the NRL?
Mate, I might go a bit left field here, or maybe not so much left field, and say there might be a salary cap breach somewhere. There's been a lot of movement by some big name players, and there's a lot of clubs that I believe were bulging at the seams already, so maybe a salary cap breach.
We've got Gordon Tallis here, an ambassador to the Gold Coast Titans. He loves the Gold Coast Titans, but Gordy, what is going to be the first controversy of 2018 in the NRL?
It's already started, actually, with the Broncos, with Matthew Lodge. The next one will be the referees have cracked down on the play the ball, but they haven't cracked down. They're like the parent that say, I'm going to smack you, Spider, for doing something wrong, but you never discipline your kids. So I reckon that's going to be the next, once this Matthew Lodge, you know, circus goes away, but it's not a circus because it's serious. Once that goes away, it'll turn back to the referees, unfortunately.
So you need the referees to turn around like your mother did and say, you wait until your father gets home.
Well, they promised that. And now Dad's coming home, but they're not dobbing them in. So the kids are getting away with it.
All right.
It's the sound which has all of the Gold Coast talking.
It's AJ, Bridge and Spiders.
Secret Sound.
Gold 92.5.
Yeah, we're playing again. Kel at Chugan's our first player this morning. Morning, Kel.
Morning, guys. How you going?
Yeah, really good. With a $5,000 up for grabs, it would be pretty handy at the moment, would it?
Oh, mate, yeah, it'd be great.
It's always nice. $5,000. What do you think this secret sound is?
I think it sounds like someone running their fingers across a deck of cards really quick.
Ah! Oh, that like old that trick.
How many cards in a deck?
Don't know.
52.
52.
How about tarot cards?
38.
You just make stuff up. And you look at me like as if I would fall for that. Just because you do it with conviction.
And, mate, I'm sorry to tell you.
That was good.
Yeah, I like
that. That's all right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
cheers.
Kel.
Cheers. Day, Kel.
Nancy and Mary Mac, AJ, Bridget, Spider's Secret Sack. Oh, we'd love to give you $5,000.
Yes.
Imagine that, $5,000, Nancy. What would you do with it?
I know. Oh, it would be going to Hawaii.
I hope you're going with it.
Yeah.
Oh, I am.
I can take it there for you.
Yeah.
What do you think it is?
Is it tearing out one of those little receipts from a receipt book?
Sounds a bit like that. Not accurate.
No.
No worries.
Sorry. Thanks, Nancy.
See you, Nance.
Marsh in Runaway Bay.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's on the agenda for you today?
Just a bit of work.
Beautiful. All right, what do you think with $5,000 on the line? AJ Bridge and Spider's Secret Sound?
Is it striking a match on a matchbox?
Striking a match on a matchbox? We haven't had.
Yes, we have.
Have we?
Yeah, go to goldfm.com.au. Sorry, Marsh.
Team matches around much anymore.
Cheers, mate. Have a good day.
Nah, I used to like the really big long ones for the barbecue.
Yeah, I bet you did.
No, the real long ones. They used to be like 10 centimetres long.
Yeah, they were pretty cool. All right, now look, this doesn't only happen with Generation Y or the millennials. There's a saying that you weren't aware of, AJ, and let me explain it to you. It's called catfishing.
Catfish was a band that Don Walker started after Cold Chisel.
Okay.
That's all I know about catfish.
Well, let me tell you the horrible meaning of catfish. There's a TV show called Catfish. Now, with online dating, this has happened. It's very prevalent with online dating. People are making up fake profiles and are sucking people in. This way, that's why it's called catfish. And in the TV show, sometimes this is going on for years, and men and women are falling in love with what they think is this amazing person. And often it's people who are behind a keyboard, who are lonely, who've been bullied, who may not feel attractive, or just evil people.
Evil side of the internet.
Well, it is. And they are sucking people in. And, you know, constantly saying, oh, no, I can't turn up for a date, or I can't see you, and no, my video chat isn't working, or blah, blah. There's always an excuse.
I found this very, very interesting because I'm not on any of these sites, but Camille, our producer, is.
You recently got catfished, Camille.
I did.
What happened?
Okay, so to give a bit of context, I was talking to someone for around 2 weeks. It was seeming a little bit too good to be true because he was very attractive. He seemed like he had his life together. He had sent quite a few photos, so selfies and things that I thought, you know what, this is kind of checking out. Like, these aren't sort of fabricated photos. They look like real photos.
Yeah.
And then a few things just kind of started to unravel. So we were supposed to catch up on Sunday. All of a sudden, his house was broken into.
I was a bit sus on that.
And I don't know, people might know more than what I do, but how can you tell? Like, how hard is it to know if you're being catfished or not?
I guess in this job, you know, you become a professional stalker, really. You need to track down interviews.
Yeah, you
need to work out who people are.
Yes,
you become quite good at it. So a few things didn't add up. The Instagram page that he had zero posts. So I kind of questioned, why have you got Instagram with no photos? He had no Facebook account. And so I just went, I can't even see if we've got mutual friends. It's a bit weird.
Do you have to do this with every person? Like, everyone that you want to meet, if it's through whatever app, whatever site it's on, you got to go to this extent because you don't know who to trust.
Well, some of them check out. You
need to vet them a little bit.
Yeah,
because in the end, this person is a complete stranger that you don't know.
And you've told them too much information.
Yeah.
Well, they can find out everything about you because you're legit.
Exactly.
Right. So you Google image reversed him.
Yeah, so this is amazing program on Google. All you do is you save a photograph that they've sent you, you put it into Google reverse images, and it comes up with any images on the internet that match that image.
What?
So all of a sudden, it's coming up with all these amazing, beautiful photos of Rodrigo, who's a famous skateboarder and surfer from Brazil.
You wish.
Yeah, I can dream a little bit longer.
Don't go for skateboarders, I warn you.
Yes.
I warn you, don't go for skateboarders. So there you go. I mean, this can happen.
Hey, guys, I was at the back of the place yesterday having a chat to Jeff, one of the key money men in the company.
I call him Sugar Daddy.
That's right.
He pays our
Does he?
You don't even know. Yes, he pays our money into our accounts.
I'm sure he wouldn't mind me saying that he's a volunteer for the Commonwealth Games.
Good on him.
Yeah, that's great.
And we were chatting away and we were talking about the oncoming games and the respective changes to traffic conditions. Of course, now we have the yellow lines, which are prominent
on the
highway.
Yes, the CN lines. Yes. Commonwealth lanes.
Yes. CN, is that what? Oh.
So that's the priority line for all travelling around the Commonwealth Games. Yep. There's a fine. If you are in that lane, you're not in a registered Commonwealth car. So if you happen to be in that lane, do you know what the fine is?
Well, it's not at the moment. This is only when the
Games. When it comes in.
Okay, yeah. Don't get everybody nervous.
No, in fact, I think it comes in on the 26th. So it comes in. Don't quote me. Rod can check this out.
It's later. It's definitely later in the month. Yeah.
Yeah. 26th, I think it starts. So okay. The fine is if you are caught in a Commonwealth Games lane in an unregistered Commonwealth Games car.
They're the yellow ones. Yes.
How much?
Oh, that'd probably get you $80.
Rod?
Are we having a Larry Emder moment here? Higher? I'd suggest 220.
Rich?
Is this like the little bloke that goes up the hill? Yodley, yodley, yodley. Well, it has to be more, by the way, you're talking then. I'll say, I'm going to go 220. And any demerit points?
$2,000.
What?
What?
You
don't.
You are.
Is the fine.
Are you kidding me?
$2,000?
$2,000.
You can get a new car for that.
You give that. The Secret Sound will only just pay for that.
Are you kidding me?
No.
$2,000. Wow. And you know who's going to use it? Because you know who uses bus lanes? P-platers and and people in expensive cars because they're better than everyone else and they always use the bus lanes.
You know one thing. Mm. If you can get one of those Commonwealth Games stickers, it's worth gold.
I knew your brain would go there.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Well, Peter Rosethorne, you may know him as a comedian. You may really know him from the TV show Kath and Kim. Here he is with Kimmy, his wife.
There it is.
No way, Brett. You are kidding me.
Well, no, it's the worst house, but it's in the best street. That's what you're supposed to buy.
No, you've got it all wrong. You're meant to buy the best house in the worst street. Stop whinging it, but he's mummy's too.
And, yeah, he was very funny. And we thought, just during this segment with Pete, that we'd get AJ, because AJ doesn't really get involved in many interviews, or he feels it's below him to watch any of the reality shows that we have to sit up and watch all
night. Why do any research for the show?
Yeah.
No, it's not below me. I just don't like them.
Neither do we.
Neither do we. Well, not all of them, but we have to, research for the radio show.
Pete got kicked out of I'm a Celebrity last night, but we thought we'll pretty much get AJ to do the interview.
Mm.
Myself and Bridger, we've done a lot of a lot of Celebrity Get Me Out of Here, Married at First Sight, also MKR.
Mm.
So we thought AJ will have a chat to you now. So, AJ.
Pete, how was it, mate?
AJ, come bring it on.
Matt, he was Married at First Sight.
Right.
Married at First Sight.
I thought that,
it's not. I'm a Celebrity.
No, well, Pete, I don't watch it, so I don't know.
Yeah, no, so Pete was on Married at First Sight, AJ.
Oh, okay.
He just got, he broke up with his wife last night.
He wasn't on Pete Murray.
At the dinner party. How was, this is how much AJ watches telly, Peter. How was that dinner party when your wife broke up with you last night from Married at First Sight?
Not great.
Yeah.
Not great. She was all over the shop, that wife of mine. And I just went, I had to go with the flow. What can you do? When your wife just breaks off on TV, you're just going to go with it, don't you?
Were you good friends before you went, saw or reunited again with each other? Were you good friends before you went in?
Not particularly, no.
Yeah, but you cheated on her, so, that's... How do you recover from that? I mean, first of all, you didn't think she was hot enough for you when you married her. So, a bit of contro during the show, Pete.
Bit of controversy, sure, but that's the way it rolls.
And you've got a son now that's
good
out.
Answer, Pete.
He's
good
running
answer.
Around. But, hey, Pete.
Oh,
Brett,
sorry, Pete. We're just doing it because AJ doesn't watch any reality television. He's going along with it.
I get it. I totally get it, but I'm just trying to go with the flow.
You did well, I know. You did well.
Hey, Pete, we're spewing you out. You did a great job in there. We thought that, you had a crack at everything. And a lot of people that have come out already that you wouldn't have known have actually voted for you to win.
Yeah.
So they're going to be disappointed as well.
Oh, look, I had a good time there. It was unreal. I was a little bit nervous when I got pulled out today, but Yeah, it's the way it goes. It's just a crazy TV show, and it was a great thing to do, and it was an unreal experience, but it was pretty hardcore for a bit. But I'm just happy to be alive.
You're alive. I've always loved you, and the thing is, in the beginning, I honestly thought, you're really nice. You're nearly too nice. Until David Oldfield came in, and then I saw that side of you where you were just like, he is a dead set idiot. Awesome. I loved it.
Oh, mate, when you get new people coming in at the certain times and those big boxes open and those guys just sat down and went, oh, no. I just sort of unleashed, but I got my shit together. I'm sorry. I got my gear together after a couple of days and just went, all right. And you had to adjust. Every time someone new came in, you had to readjust your headspace a bit. You get tired. The longer it goes, the more tired you get. But there's some fantastic people still left in it. And in fact, they're all great. And I've made some great friends, and I lost 12 kilos. It's been amazing.
Yeah, that.
Look, it's International Women's Day today. And Pete, you'd be pretty happy that you're going back to one of those special people, your wife. You'll be able to see her for the first time.
Oh, look, my beautiful wife, I'll be able to see her in a couple of days when my wife is in there. I hope she's my new telly wife, is aside from Kim, my brand new telly wife, and Brenda. I hope she goes the distance and wins the thing. But I was so lucky to have her in the camp and just to do that, some humour and get ourselves mentally away from what the nightmare it was occasionally.
Who's going to win it, Pete?
Hopefully Fiona wins it, but probably Danny Green, I reckon.
Pete, can you recognise how many questions I asked? I asked at least two.
There's none, AJ. Absolutely none. Just be quiet, my brother. That's all right. You keep on doing the same old thing, mate. Nothing.
Other people recognise it. Yeah.
No easy to pick. And Scott Everett, thanks for the joy, my friend. Thanks for the joy.
Cheers.
See ya.
Okay, lots going on, and a big, happy International Women's Day to all the women on the Golden Tweed Coast across Australia. A very big year of empowerment with the hashtag MeToo campaign, and it's a really great feeling. And later on I'll be talking about what Elle McPherson says about being a woman in 2018. She's an entrepreneur. Another chance for you to score with the Crazy Women's Association.
Yeah.
And I have an open letter to every beautiful woman on the Gold and Tweed Coast. But in the meantime,
this is the story of a girl.
Another chapter from Bridges' diary.
All right, I love this time. 1988, are we going back to 88?
Yes, we're going back to 1988. I was 12 going on 13, and it was tough. Tough being a girl. I can't wait for my short hair to grow out. It's so curly, I look like the Jackson 5. I've got buck teeth and braces, and my dad even made sure I've got the headgear that goes on the outside of the braces. And my boobs look like two baked beans on an ironing board.
Whoa.
Everyone at school is pashing boys and wearing groovy clothes and have boobs, but when I try and dress up, I look like a 10-year-old playing dress-ups. I went to the servo with Mum today. And the petrol pump attendant, after filling the water tank and cleaning the windshield, confirmed my fears. He leaned into the back seat and said, "Hey, little boy, we got some Matchbox cars and He-Man toys with every slushy purchase." As I wailed at the top of my voice in a pitch that could break glass, and the attendant, who should have just removed his foot from his mouth, said, "Oh, don't worry, lad. Your voice will break soon. Then the girls will be all over you, sonny boy Jim." Not a fun year for me. Now, speaking of being a woman, and again, happy International Women's Day, it's a bit tougher getting ready to go out than it is for men to throw on a nice shirt, which you were wearing last night, darling.
Thank you.
We were at Missono for the brand new at the Marriott Resort.
Very nice.
Oh,
the boys went off.
Oh, they were. It was the magic Mike of Teppanyaki last night, I tell you
that
what.
That little fella had his eye on you, Bridgie.
Well, it's about time someone did.
I was
happy about that. But getting ready. The comedy of errors, getting ready. First of all, I've talked about this. I've got the big magnifying mirror, which was not good. I'm trying to put makeup on, and then not having my glasses on, I meant to put hairspray on my hair. I put Rexona in instead.
Impulse.
Because the body, the bottle was the same as my hair spray. In goes the impulse of my hair. And then comedy of errors as I'm walking out the door and no one's at home. And I had a, also, you know, you're getting old. I had a mole cut out of my back.
Yeah.
I couldn't put the new Band-Aid on properly. My shoe gets caught and my brand new bohemian crocheted rug on the floor. My heel gets caught.
Oh,
I try and walk forward.
I don't want to laugh, but
it was that bad a fall. There is a skid mark from my shoe in my beautiful wooden floor. Busted my shoe open. I've gone to grab the bed on the way down. Gone a cropper. Hurt my back. Not good after last year. Hurt my back. Lying on the floor. Can't get up. Ted starts licking my face. I'm going, get away.
Did you see me laugh at yourself thinking?
You have to. So I've busted my shoe. Had to change my whole outfit. And I'm thinking, oh, here we go. Bruises everywhere. And I want to know on 13, 27, 10, those moments when you have absolutely come a cropper.
When have you just bitsed?
Absolutely bit the dirt.
There was a moment in a shopping centre where I was talking to somebody and I ran into one of those signs in the middle of the walkway.
Oh, yeah.
And in a beautiful piece of irony, the sign was for the optometrist, directly opposite. Everybody just turned around and looked. The person I was speaking with didn't want to look and went off at speed.
I'm all right, everybody. No, it's fine. Ouch.
It is challenging, though. Last night you were saying at the Marriott upstairs, and Catherine, the lovely partner of AV, was saying how difficult it was yesterday because she said in the rain, here she is trying to hold an umbrella and hold her dress at the same time because of the wind.
And heels. And, I mean, for women, it's tough going.
And nearly falling over at the same time.
The difference is, darling, at our age compared to your age, we fall over. At your age, you say, I've had a fall.
Yes.
It's a big difference. We want to know on 13, 27, 10, whether you've fallen over or had a fall. And Peter, please, please, it's the funniest story ever in the history of your stories. It makes me crack up every time. Can you please tell the story of your best come a cropper?
Yeah, I come a cropper.
We'd love to hear your stories. Happy International Women's Day, and especially in this weather, it's been hard for women this week. We've had heels, it's been wet, it's slippery, and I did that yesterday. Came a cropper on my way out the door to go out in heels, got caught up. It was that bad. I broke my shoe open. There's a skid mark on the floor. But we want to know those incidences when you have absolutely come a cropper on 13, 27, 10. John in Pimpama?
I was working in a police station in South Australia many years ago. And the fly screen door of the building never latched.
Yeah.
And I had to go out to an urgent job. And I walked down the stairs, pushed on the door, and it actually latched. And I walked into the door, and it so much so that it forced that it put an imprint of the fly screen in my forehead. And when it healed, I actually had a little checkered scab on my forehead.
John.
Oh, I love it. Thanks, John.
Thank you.
Steve, what's the story?
Mate, I was actually having a few drinks one night, middle of winter. Had a doona wrapped around me. I'm sitting in my lounge room, and I had to hop up, and I've hopped up, and the doona has wrapped around one of my ankles, and my other foot has caught the leg of my coffee table. Before I know it, about 6 foot four, I've landed fair smack in the middle of my kitchen on the floor, face first. Didn't even have a chance to put my hands down or anything.
Oh.
Right on the side of my cheek.
Oh.
Popped up, I've got a little bit of blood on the side of my face. Gone, oh, geez, what's going on here? Went to the bathroom. In about 5 seconds, my eye had swollen up like somebody had popped me one.
Oh.
Black eye for the next 3 days. I'm going to work the next morning going, everyone going, what happened to you? I said, oh, look, I don't really want to explain this.
The doona won.
I'd come a cropper from a doona.
Oh, man. It was absolutely unbelievable. But I had no chance to react straight down, whack.
And, yeah. I feel bad laughing. Thanks, Steve.
Steve, that story needs rewarding. You're off for a game of golf, mate, at Surface Paradise Golf Club. 18 holes at Surface Paradise. Surface Paradise Golf Club membership from $11 per week or juniors from $4 a week.
You got to do it. This is my favourite story.
No, well, when I was about 12 or 13, I've come around the backyard at home and I'm running around and there's nobody home, so I've gone to go in the back door and I've got into our concrete slab out the back and I slipped over and I knocked myself out. And I had no idea.
No one was home.
No one was home. And when I woke up, I looked around to see if anyone could see me or see me. Still no one home. I don't know how long I was laying there for. I knocked myself straight out.
Makes a lot of sense now, doesn't
answers
it?
Answers a lot of questions.
He's a father of four, a decorated AFL legend, winner of the Western Port High Grade 4 Knitting Prize, and he's not afraid to speak his mind. This is Spider Spray, hitting the important and not so important issues.
Yeah, it's a big issue today, and we're talking about women's International Women's Day. And for those guys out there, and we mentioned it before, if you want to swap your VB for your champagne, if it's your Brute 33 for a bit of Victoria's Secret, whatever floats your boat. But look, I have been known to take the mickey at this spot. I've been known to stir a little bit of crap every now and then.
No.
But women do an amazing job, yes. And this is no way I could do it without two people I want to celebrate in my life, and Bridge, you're going to film this because you know you're one of them.
Oh, but no, I'm going to film it because you're being really a nice person at the
Cherie,
moment.
Cherie, my wife, who runs absolutely everything, she assists with my children, who not even hers, but she does them and treats them like her own.
She does. She's an incredible woman.
The friends she catches up with, the relationship she builds with my family more than what I do, also the day-to-day running of something with Boston and schools and running of a TV show and everything, yeah. To Cherie, never complains and always under pressure, and to Bridge, yeah. Continue to learn from you in this industry and hold your own in what is still, unfortunately, a very dominated industry. We can see that even still in radio. You're independent, who stands on your own two feet. Aww. You're hardworking, and also you don't take any crap. So to you, and also Cherie, it aww, shows that you Peter. Don't need a man or a successful man to be seen as a success. Like so many ladies, you both have a huge success in your own right.
You really
so cry. To you and Cherie, congratulations and happy aww. International Women's Day.
Sprayed by spider.
Oh, he's made me cry.
Should be filming you, not me.
I don't want to film me.
I want to take him downstairs and get his temperature checked.
Oh,
no.
That was really lovely, mate. Honestly, yeah. And your wife is an incredible woman. So thank you.
Hopefully she was in the car and heard it.
Oh, of course. That's what it was about, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't.
I know.
She filmed it. I can play it to her.
If not, you'll be downloading it and sending it to her phone later on this afternoon. Been a very, very busy 24 hours for our girl Bridge, and of course on International Women's Day she put pen to paper.
I wrote last night, I just put pen to paper and thought I'd write an open letter to all the beautiful women on the Golden Tweed Coast. So here's to you ladies. There's no such thing as an ordinary woman. Every woman is extraordinary. To the trailblazers, the older, beautiful souls who have laid a strong, solid foundation for their children and grandchildren, you've survived depression, tougher times with gentle hearts and courageous spirits. To the survivors of chronic illness, trauma, violence, divorce, suffering and pain, we honour your strength to survive, your warrior spirit and your determination to face your fears, overcome all odds and fight like hell for your life and your womanhood. To the single women who light their own path, are strong, independent, successful, and do it all on their own. You are often judged because of your strength, but you set your sails to steady and navigate your own course. To the incredible mothers filled with unconditional love who pass on their values, deal with the tantrums and put themselves last, who never get a minute of me time, whose lives are dedicated to their tribe, we honour your resilience, determination and incredible strength to love and care so deeply for your children. To the women who are lost or finding themselves, transforming themselves and doing the work. To the successful career woman, your passion and determination to prove against all odds your worthiness. To the carers of those who can no longer care for themselves, who give themselves so generously to others. For your sisters, your aunties, grandmothers and mums, the strong network and bond of those who are the closest to you, who will fight for you, support you, and in an environment where you can truly be your authentic self. And to your friendships, the sisterhood, the women who always have your back, who fill your fridge, look after your kids, and who provide refuge, conversation, wine and tea. We honour you. And to the men who honour you, who love you, who care for you and respect you, who lift you up, support you, and tell you that you're beautiful, worthwhile, and adored equals. Thank you for lifting our spirits and honouring our feminine soul. So here's to a future, ladies, of equal rights, a world of no violence, where we survive our illnesses, conquer our fears, break the glass ceilings, and fulfill our desires, and believe in the power within us all.
Well said.
Well said. Peter,
thank you.
Very good.
Clean your champagne glass with me here.
Thank you. Very good. Thanks.
Fantastic.
It's the sound which has all of the Gold Coast talking.
It's AJ Bridge and Spiders.
Secret sound.
Gold 92.5.
$5,000. Not a life changer, but a lot of money. Here it is. There it is right there.
Oh, it would change my life.
Yeah.
At the moment, I'm negative $94.
Yeah, it's a life changer. It is. It gets you back up to square one. Also, you know, the Bronc, you can go for the Titans, back the Titans you want. They're paying $2.35. Michael Gordon for the first try at 15 to 1. You can change that into 30 grand easy.
Not a bad bet, actually, the Titans to win.
Yeah, Titans is a good bet.
Lillian at Tweed Heads, how you doing?
Oh, I'm okay. How are you?
Good, thank you. What do you think?
Well, I might get the songs right because I haven't had time to check it being said, but I just thought of it now. Ripping open like a packet.
What's that, sorry?
Opening a packet.
Yes.
It's not right, Lillian, sorry.
And it was the first time we had it too, so good guess.
At least I didn't get the songs right.
Okay, thanks.
I'd buy a new phone if you'd win the money.
Hey, Bridge. Bridgie's 13 at Tullabudger. How are you, Bridge?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
What do you think it is? AJ Bridge and Spider's secret sound?
Is it pulling out the tape out of a correction tape container?
Yeah, okay.
It's a lot of lunches, $5,000.
Yeah.
Lunch orders.
Oh, tuck shop.
What school are you at, Bridge?
I'm in Somerset.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling us, Bridget.
Yeah.
See ya.
Bye.
So cute.
Rachel in Mudrabar. Rachel, what are you
doing? How are you
going? Yeah, really good yourself.
Good, thank you.
You could be going a lot better in about 10 seconds. What do you think it is? What's the secret sound?
I think it's cutting like paper with scissors.
Oh, we haven't even had that either.
No, we haven't. There is a list of what it isn't at goldfm.com.au, and unfortunately, it isn't that. Right.
Like that one.
Thank you.
There we are.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, it is International Women's Day, and this next lady, gee, she could rock a short haircut. Annie Lennox with a total of 8 Brit Awards, including a record 6 for Best British Female Artist. Annie Lennox is a musical force to be reckoned with, on par with the distinction of being the most successful female artist in UK music history, is her tireless crusades in both charity work and political activism. Singer, songwriter, activist and philanthropist, Annie Lennox made her mark on the musical map forever. Happy International Women's Day, Annie Lennox.
I saw her live in Canberra at about 90. Amazing show, amazing show.
Malcolm Turnbull.
Prime Minister, this is like bold and beautiful at the moment. I've got a new job for Barnaby. I think it sits perfectly with him. He needs to be the Minister for Internal Affairs.
Oh, I like it.
Good morning to you, Bridge, and good morning to everybody at 92.5 Gold FM, AJ and Spider. The Minister of Internal Affairs. He should be the minister for somebody bends over in your office to clear a paper jam. It's not an invitation.
Well, he's casting doubt about the paternity of Vicky's child.
I mean, it's not very gentlemanly. Quite frankly, I think Barnaby is a low act or as they would call him in the prison system, a low dog. There's a third word there, but I won't repeat.
Oh,
it's terrible. I mean, what kind of man would cast aspersions on the fidelity of his pregnant partner? Oh, so yeah. Let's examine his biological history. I mean, the origin of his species. Look at that rancid Bonce. Where's he from? Mothership, by the way. If you watch the Oscars earlier in the week, he looks like the lead character from The Shape of Water, that dreadful amphibian. He's awful. And I bet he's got a massive cod, too.
Oh, wow. Each to their own. But did you actually watch the Oscars, Prime Minister?
Well, I do. I enjoy watching it thoroughly. Lucy and I are big fans of showbiz. There's no business like show business, like no business I know. Frances McDormand's speech was wonderful. I'm amazed looking at Margot Robbie about the breeding ground that is Neighbours and Home and Away. I mean, think of them over the years. Russell Crowe. Yeah, g'day, mate. Yeah, he's right here with me. Heath Ledger. Guy Pearce, Naomi Watts, Isla Fisher. And, of course, I'm amazed that Alan Fletcher, Dr. Carl, has never cracked it in the US. But he's such a superb actor, isn't he?
Yes.
He's got a real skill, that guy. He has got the goofy look down.
Prime Minister, the 28th negative news poll. I don't want to be negative. But Tony is still lurking.
I know he is. And I know that I used 30 negative news polls as the benchmark to remove him. But there were other factors too, like he's batshit crazy. And I'm thinking maybe I should get on the front foot like Davey Warner against Quinton de Kock.
Yes.
And maybe I should get some sledging happening. Maybe you guys can give me some training and a bit of sledging. What about this? What about your massive ears? You look like a fool, Tony. And your junk looks tiny in your dick stickers when you get out of the surf. I got you, Tony. By the way, you weren't at PM's ring, mate. Plus, I've slept with your wife. We all have. No? Too far.
Hey, what are you singing for us today, Prime Minister?
Well, because of the autumnal changes in the weather, I thought you'd like this one, Bridge.
Yes.
Do you like your autumnal tones?
I love
your
you saying
and your
that.
Ochres? I'm sure. What about Crowded House? Always take the weather with you. I'll do the first bit. It's a long song. I'll do the first bit, then you guys can just join in with the chorus.
All right.
Walking round the room singing stormy weather at 57 Mount Pleasant Street. Now it's the same room, but everything's different. You can fight the sleep, but not the dream. Here we go for the... Everywhere you go. Always take the weather with you. Always take the weather. You can take Barnaby too. Take the whole damn lot of them. Now, before I go, I just want to say that 92.5 Gold FM rocks Bridge and the Crazy Women's Association Surf Safari.
Hey.
Get to the Currumbin Alley and catch yourself a wave.
We're going on a surf and safari, the Crazy Women's Association, Bridge.
Yeah, we certainly are. And it worked perfectly with International Women's Day. We've moved it now till Monday because the weather's a bit crazy.
It was going to be today, and I'll tell you what, you would have been hanging 10 for sure because there's a big surfer around today.
Hanging 10 footers. Ew!
Ew!
But I must say, Peter, and thank you, that was... In 8 years, I've never heard you say so many compliments to me, but one of them is I'm sticking to my goals this year.
The two H's.
The health and house, but I am ticking stuff off my list, and one of those things is getting back into surfing. So, ladies, my hand is outreached to you. Grab it and come on this adventure with me. Give us a call on 13 27 10. And also, with thanks to the beautiful... Ronaldo from the Shack Superfood Cafe at Nobby, he is organising an incredible, beautiful, healthy lunch for us. And you get a nutritional program from him as well. Just to reset, just to reboot, ladies, and put yourself first.
Give surfing a try. Try yourself. Head to currumbinalleysurfschool.com.au now. International Women's Day. Bridge went missing there.
Well, can I ask a question? Where did you go? Because I thought you were out making a coffee, and then we went out there because we were going to get you one, which we have got you one. You weren't in the weren't in the kitchen. Then we thought the toilet. So I'm sitting there with a whistle ready to scare you.
Of course you were.
You didn't come out.
No, well, for those who don't know, our sister station is CFM. We're in the same building and we're friends with them. And Heather ran in and said, can I just do a piece on the radio for International Women's Day?
So Heather, who does the breakfast show on C.
Thank you very much. So I just went in and this is how it all unfolded just then on the CFM breakfast show. This is great. Lock the door. Let's go. I like this foursome.
What's the first time you said that rolled off the tongue.
Yeah.
Come on, Heather. Okay. She's very nervous here.
Hey, darling girl. Hold my hand. Here. What's going on?
Getting even more emotional. So when I first started in radio,
there was
a part there where I really thought about quitting because I didn't think that I was going to be good enough. And I thought that you and I would be pitted against each other because we're on different shows and we're women and everything else. And instead, it was really suggested that I connect with you and talk to you and all that sort of stuff. And when I did, you were very kind and you actually sat with me for about 3 hours and talked me through how I could do it and how it would be okay. And thank you for doing that.
Oh, my darling. Look, it is my absolute pleasure. I'm a big fan of the sisterhood.
Yeah.
And I think empowerment is taken sometimes as feminism. And I tell you, I do shave my armpits. But I will say that, in all honesty, there is this horrible thing where women are against women and we judge each other and it's not cool. And when you came along and you were new in the industry, I'm like, hey, girl, here's my wing. Get under it and I'll help you. And, you know, it's been 18 years I've been in this business and sometimes as a woman, you got to work twice as hard to get half the amount of respect. And that's just the way it is. So, darling, I was more than happy to be there because being part of the sisterhood weighs more heavily than any competition. We're just not built that way. We're built differently to men. So I hope I gave you some okay advice, but you're a great chick. Mm. And thank you. That's a really beautiful compliment. I'm here for you for anything. And boys, if you need anything, makeup, mascara, anything during the show.
She's very giving.
I did ruin it last time though, Bridge. I'm so sorry.
I know.
I'll buy you a new Maybelline.
Can you? Please. You must have had an iron.
Well, I love that, Bridge. When Heather was talking there, you moved closer to her and helped her out through that little moment there. And for moving forward for women, how do we close the gap? Well, you've been in this industry for a long time. Yeah. You've had a social profile for a very long time.
Yeah.
How do you see, and you've probably seen a lot of changes already, how can we continue these changes going?
I think it's by, it's hard. It's pushing it, but not pushing it so hard that we become white noise. Because I think sometimes that's what happens, that guys go, here they go again.
Yeah.
Here they go again. So it's about just staying true to your path. And I think the older you get, it's about authenticity and integrity. And if you run by those values, life should treat you as you put out there, as you should be treated.
Bridgie. Well said, Bridgie.
Oh, wow. I got goosebumps. I love it in you. Thanks, guys.
Did you feel any younger while you were in there at CFN?
No, I felt like I was the... I felt the opposite. Because it's... See, there's another thing that men always say, oh, you know, we're supposed to feel younger. I actually felt really strong and in my truth and happy to be 42 as the older person in that room sharing my wisdom.
Well, they threw popcorn at us the other day.
Can I say on the back of that, is there's been a lot of females, even since I've been here, that's come through this building and you've offered exactly the same and they haven't taken it.
No, they haven't. I have. I've always said
to... And it's been disrespectful, really.
Yeah.
And Heather, to her congratulations, because she was in a tough spot.
Yeah, she was in a really
tough
spot.
And she did take it on board and now she's really improved.
Yeah, she has. And I think that's what I've always said is sometimes it's tough. It's a tough industry. There's a lot of ego.
Is it?
There's a lot of... Yeah, it is a tough industry and there's a lot of ego. So, you know, it's about as a sisterhood coming together. I don't think we're as competitive as men. So, yeah. Yeah, it was nice. It was a nice moment.
That's good, Bridgie.
Yeah, thank you.
Now we've got Fleetwood Mac.
We certainly do. And as part of International Women's Day, Stevie Nicks was part of the world's biggest bands. Oh, I saw her recently. It was just incredible. Fleetwood Mac. And she always forged a successful solo career, selling millions of albums worldwide. From her lyrics to her fashion sense, her influence on her female artists has been huge. So for International Women's Day, we shine the spotlight on women who shaped music. Happy International Women's Day. And you know what? You guys have some very important women in your lives as well. And thank you, Peter, because that was... let's just put it this way, your love language isn't to communicate it. You show it through cutting my hedges and stuff. That sounds wrong.
Yes.
But honestly, you said some lovely words about your beautiful wife, Cherie, and myself.
Oh,
but
I
there
meant
is.
It all.
Aw, thanks. Well, the person who shaped you the most is on the phone.
Yes. And I want to say. Good morning and happy International Women's Day to my beautiful mum, Undies. Good morning, mum.
Good morning.
I was surprised that you're up, but we just want to say how, for International Women's Day, how fantastic you are, how great you've been, you know, growing up, obviously with two older sisters, two younger sisters and a younger brother, but having all the grandchildren, you do an absolute unbelievable job.
Oh, well, thank you,
well, Undies, you know, yeah. And I've met you. You are an awesome lady. You think about the amount of times in the cold you've had to pile the kids in the car for footy training. You know, all the
imagine
all
the clothesline,
time.
Just going to the clothesline and hanging out all the clothes for six kids. Imagine the nappies because they weren't disposable those days.
Oh, that's true, Undies. You put in the hard yards.
Yeah, but every mother does that. Yeah,
I know, but I just think of the, you know, you have a pretty amazing son here who was successful with AFL, and that came down to mum's taxi as well, getting him there and back and doing everything.
Oh, yeah, but you do that for your kids.
But having lunch every day for the kids,
wow.
ready before we went to school, we'd have our lunch at school, we'd get home, we'd pig out in the pantry, and then mum would have dinner on the table at 5 o'clock, everybody sitting at the table, eating the same thing. Mum would have it ready at 4 o'clock, but we'd eat at 5 o'clock, and it's consistently every day. Didn't miss a beat, did you?
I don't think so.
See how women, when it comes to compliments,
they
are like,
can't
that's,
take it.
That's just what we do. But you are an amazing mum. No wonder with Spidey, you took up bourbon at the age of about 40.
Yeah, she took it up late in life. Now we don't invite her anywhere because she drinks it all.
Undies, thanks for coming on the phone. Have a lovely day.
Oh, thank you very much.
Hey, what happened? Thank you, Undies. Where's Pamela? Where's the beautiful Pamela?
I think she's had a sleep in after her birthday yesterday.
Aw, would you like to say some kind words to Pamela?
Yeah, I will after you say hello to your mother.
Hello, this is Queen Colleen. Hi, Mama.
Hello, Bridget.
How are you?
How are you?
Oh,
I'm fine,
hello,
thank
Colleen.
You.
Happy International...
Hello, AJ.
That's AJ and Spider.
Happy International Women's Day, Colleen.
Thank you, Jay and Spider.
Well, you know, you have done an incredible job. You know, a mum of six girls.
Yes.
Me being the youngest.
Incredible. That is an understatement.
Yes, it is.
You've met a lot of ex-boyfriends, ex-husbands, husbands. You've been to, you paid for a lot of weddings.
Been through the whole lot.
Yes. Yes. But that's what a mother does.
See?
Always, once a mum, always a mum.
Yeah, you are. But honestly, incredible. And a single mum too from an early age when I was about seven. And you know, we had a love child situation in the family too, as we know. We've spoken about where we found out we had an eldest sister who was a full-blooded sister when I was 12. So you kept that a secret for a long time. And I just think you're an incredible mum who's been through more than any mother that I've known, and it just, you get the hits and they keep on coming, and I just think you're strong and amazing and incredible, and I look up to you, Mum. Thank you.
Thank you.
See you, Colleen.
When Mum cries, she laughs.
Yeah.
Are you crying?
And to my mother, I was going to say, Pam, I'm sorry I missed you yesterday, darling, but you know that you...
She will be sitting there going...
No, she'd have been at lunch with Mark, my brother, so it's all right. Everything's safe. She knows that I probably would have rung her on the next day anyway, and I did try three times this morning. So, Mum, you know I love you with all of my heart. There's only one Mum.
She is an amazing mum.
She is.
She went through a lot too.
Yeah, so I've got to get this off now and send this bit of audio to her. I'll have to turn the hearing aid up because I'm not sure she'll hear it.
Well,
anyway.
That's why she's not awake, because you stole her clock.
Exactly right.
AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.